Welcome to the broadcast of Crosstown Church of Memphis. We are a church that is Christ-centered, diversity-driven, and community-committed. A church that's bringing people together, sharing God's message of hope, love, and service. We seek to love God, love people, and serve the city. We welcome you to our broadcast with Pastor Byron Fitzpatrick.
Kena said the same thing.
Zoom is working now. So everybody's working it. Morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I could get in at first.
Yeah. I told Byron, I said something must be wrong because with the link, and then I saw Tom's message.
Good morning.
Who's that?
My apologies. I logged into the wrong meeting.
Oh, I was wondering why we kept standing and said, if you're the host, I'm not the host. Just fire.
Yeah, I got several meetings on my Zoom that are just ongoing meetings. And I clicked on the wrong one.
Oh, okay.
Made me think I was retired.
Maybe what?
You just might be.
Oh, Lord.
How's everybody's Sunday morning going?
So far, so good.
So
trying to get a balloon after ceiling fan.
I see that.
Yeah.
I know how to get it.
We gonna get it down.
I got a BB gun. That's how I used to get them out of our church in Des Moines. I used to get the BB gun and just shoot them down.
But it was real. We're talking a big, it was a very high ceiling, like 20 something feet.
Yeah, 24 feet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just get to shoot a BB gun at it. I'm sure DJ got some around that she can shoot at it.
Oh, he trying to unwind it.
Oh, it's tangled up in the string and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
That's what you get for having balloons in the house.
That was that little bad boy. what's that little boy? Archie little. Well, he ain't on the video, but Archie's little cuz.
Hmm.
It was tied on Tylen's little car, and Tylen was trying to get in his car, and he let it go. He took it off, and it went up in the ceiling.
Yeah, when you got balloons in the house, you got to turn them ceiling fans off because they going to get
in.
Yeah.
And I didn't think anything about that until the balloon got caught up in there. I was like, oh, Lord.
That's kind of scary when you talk about kid driving, getting in his car, the balloon.
I know, right?
Right.
It's like he getting in his car, he let the balloon go, like this little kid.
So y'all had a great, successful birthday party yesterday.
Yeah, it was really, really nice. And that was his first birthday party.
Oh, good.
Because he didn't have one when he was one.
Uh-huh.
He just had cake. But he had an actual party this time, and he really enjoyed himself. He had a ball. He would not go to sleep. He finally went to sleep.
Mm.
He was so dirty when he went to sleep.
Y'all didn't give him a bath?
So dirty.
Well, he went to sleep, so we didn't get all those kids was dirty. They had paint facing, and then they was playing with the putty, and I'm telling you that they were dirty.
Mm. Well, he knew it was his day.
Yeah, he had a ball.
That's good. Yeah, I was doing a wedding yesterday. That's why. Couldn't make it, so.
Well, you could have stopped by because we were still here.
Still there when?
At midnight.
Oh, no. After I do weddings, I am pooped.
Are you?
Yes. My whole body be aching after I do a wedding.
He comes home and crashes.
Too much.
Well, I understand. Yeah, I do understand.
Well, hey to everybody. Deb is not here today. Oh, we're missing Deb.
Deb is still here.
Doris
is
right
there.
She's right there in the middle. Right there in the middle. The mom, where mom at? I got to get on mom. She ain't been here in a couple weeks.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I know, right? Well, hey, everybody, we're going to go ahead and get started with our service this morning. Thank you guys for joining us once again, Crosstown Church of Memphis. As I've been saying since the very beginning, another one. We have another beautiful sunny Sunday. Oh, look at that. I just spoke up my mom. We have another beautiful sunny Sunday morning here in the city of Memphis. The weather is not too hot, not too cold. The sun is not too bright, not too dim. It's just right. And we're going to enjoy this day and be blessed in it, right? So I'll say a prayer. We'll go ahead and change over to our record settings, and then we'll get started with our service. Welcome, Miss Fitzpatrick. We saw you just joined us. So glad you could be with us today. All right. So let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we love you for another day, another time that we come together to fellowship with you and to fellowship with your people. Lord, we ask that you bless us in our service today, bless the message, and bless all of those that are here. It's in your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So let's see. We're going to switch over here to our record settings. And then as we do that, we're going to ask everybody at this time if you will go ahead and mute your mics. And we're going to get ready to get started with our service for today.
Call 1-800-997-3700 for free information and your free gift. That's
Amen. Amen. Well, again, welcome everybody to Crosstown Church of Memphis. So glad that you guys are all here with us. Before we get started, I'm going to do something different today. Before we actually get started into the message, Margaret says, I just had a thought that just came to my mind. And it also reminded me of a conversation that I had with one of our members here on this video. And that is, before we get started, does anybody have a good report today that they would like to share with us, a praise report, a good report, or as some people might say, a testimony that they would like to share with us today? If so, unmute and then join us right now and share your testimony or your good report or praise report. Anybody? I put y'all on the spot, Dinner.
Did.
Oh, Brianna's always the first one to speak. Go ahead, Brianna.
I mean,
let the Lord use you.
I don't necessarily have a testimony to say, but I feel like God is working through me on somebody. And through this somebody, I'm also getting some much needed help and some clarification, if I should say, on my attitude and my ways. So I'm gonna say this, God is helping me realize that we ain't always been perfect and we ain't gonna be perfect, but he still loves us regardless. And we have to find a way to love each other the same way God loves us. And I just pray that I have the right attitude to keep on trying to do the right thing, even if the right thing is really difficult. So pray my strength in the Lord, y'all.
Amen. Praise the Lord, sister. All right. Well, thank you for that, Brianna. Anybody else? No? All right. Well, if not, if you come up with one, or if you decide you want to say one, then share a testimony or a praise report. Then at the end of our service today, then we'll allow you an opportunity to do it at that time. All right. Well, for those of you that are with us today, you know that we started a new teaching series called What's Your ID? Today we're on lesson 3. The subtitle is, what are you doing today that will last for eternity? You know, we need to ask ourselves the question from time to time in our lives. You know, like on your jobs, you do a annual review. Whether you perform them or someone performs one with you, you do an annual review. And some of you on your jobs, you may even do a midterm review. But in those reviews, you know, what you do is you look back over, you know, your life, or you look back over your performance year or midterm year, whatever, and you see how well you have performed. You look at where you were at, where you were at one point, where you're at right now, and then also look at where you want to be. When we ask ourselves a question, or we should ask ourselves this question from time to time, you know, do our own personal review on ourselves. And that is, what are you doing today that will last for eternity? You know, we live in our lives for eternity. You know, there is an end goal that we are all hoping for in our lives. And then this question basically puts us in a place where we're asking, what are we doing right now that's going to aid or help or assist us in that end goal that we all have for our lives, which is eternity. And so I just want you all just to really think about that as I'm sharing this message with you guys today. And that is, what are you doing right now today that is going to help you, or that's going to last forever, that's going to help you to reach that end point in your life, that main outcome in your life? And so the objective of this series that I started from the very, very beginning, which is driving us through the entire series. And the main objective is to understand that our identity lies within our relationship with Jesus Christ, and also to understand some spiritual disciplines that will help us to grow in that relationship, and that relationship specifically with Jesus Christ. The scripture that we're using to come from the book of John, chapter 1 and verse 12. And it says, but to all who have received him, who is Jesus Christ, those who believe in his name, he has given them the right to become children of God. So we understand that our identity lies within our relationship with Jesus Christ. And then we also hoping throughout this series to learn some disciplines that's going to help us to grow in that relationship. And then we also want to make sure that we understand through scripture is that when we believe in Jesus Christ, when we have accepted him, then we have been given the right to be called or to become God's children. So our identity identifies us when we understand we are God's children, you know? So that's the basis of our identity. And then other things, you know, other parts of our identity develop or evolve from there. But that's the basis. That's the starting place, is that we are God's children. Amen. I want to share something with you today. If I told you all today, right now, that tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock a.m., if you were to, I want you to meet me at the airport. I have a plane ticket for you. I have all expenses paid for you. I have an all expense paid trip to Hawaii for 7 days, already taken care of for you. Plane ticket, hotel, everything is already taken care of. If I told you right now today, meet me at the airport at 8 a.m. for this all exclusive, all expense paid trip to Hawaii, my question to you is, would you make it on time? Would you make that flight or would you miss that flight? So right now it's 10:30 a.m. So that means you got what? 9.5 hours left. You got 9.5 hours left. Not 9.5 hours, 19 and a half hours. I'm sorry. 19. You got 19 and a half hours left. Okay. To make it to the airport at 8 a.m. tomorrow to go on this trip with me, 7 days. All expense paid trip, all right, including flight, okay? You would probably, if I told you that, you would probably respond and you would probably tell me, I'm going to be there, amen? If you say that you will be there at 8 a.m. to go on this trip with me, just unmute your mic real fast and say, I'm there if you're gonna make that trip. All expense paid. Now, here's what this trip is going to do. It is 7 days, okay? 7 days, we're going to be staying in the best resort in all of Hawaii, okay? We're going to be eating the best foods that Hawaii has to offer. We're going to be sunbathing and beach playing and swimming in the ocean on the best beaches in all Hawaii. Hawaii has some great beaches. I ain't never been to Hawaii before. I've seen some pictures of it, you know. They got some beaches that have some white sands on them. They got some beaches that got some black sands on them. If y'all don't know about black sand beaches, it's beaches that's from the volcano rock and stuff like that. So they black sand beaches. I even hear that there's an island or a couple islands in Hawaii that has some pink sand beaches, you know, from seashells or something like that. I think they evolved from or made from or whatever. But white sand beaches, pink sand beaches, black sand beach, we're going to be on the best beaches all over Hawaii, eating the best food, staying in the best resort that Hawaii has to offer. For a whole week, this trip includes all types of excursions and tours that Hawaii has to offer. You know, for those of you, you know, that's like me, that's daring, we're going to do some canopy tours. You know, canopy tours is when you up in the mountains and in the tall trees and stuff like that, you know, doing zip lining and all kinds of stuff. You know, we're going to do some luau's, you know, those luau's where they get out there and they be spinning the fire sticks and the girls in the hula hoop doing the belly dancing and you eating a whole hog, you know, off of a whole hog roast that they wrap up with them big old,
leaves
off them trees, you know, them big giant leaves, and they wrap the hog up in that and they smoke that sucker all day or 2 or 3 days eating the hog like that, you know, big old luau's, you know, we're going to be going snorkeling, swimming with the fish and we swim with the dolphins too, you know, we're going to get on a yacht, and I'm talking about not no little video yacht, we're going to have a party yacht. We're going to be out on a yacht and we're going to be looking like, we're going to be living like millionaires, all right? Out there on the yacht doing all kinds of stuff. We're going to do some ocean fishing. For those of you that like to go fishing, we're going to go ocean fishing. We're going to do some sunset dinners on the beach. Now, I know that sounds just romantic, don't it? That just sounds so cool. A sunset sunset dinners on the beach. All right, you got the sunset in the background. You got the sound of the ocean going on. You know, got maybe got some little seagulls chirping in the background, but it's just nice and calm, calm. You know, nice temperature, weather, nice little breeze. You know, we're gonna do some massages and spa treatments. You know, we're gonna do volcanoes. You know, Hawaii got volcanoes. If you've never been to a volcano before, do some volcano tours and some nice waterfalls. Hawaii's got some beautiful waterfalls, incredible waterfalls. We're just going to do all kinds of tours where we can really see and appreciate God's creation in the islands of Hawaii. You know, how about this? How about doing some helicopter rides? Helicopter some tour. Helicopter. Yeah, helicopter. Helicopter. Whatever you... We're going to do some helicopter rides, all right? Some helicopter tours. For those of y'all brave enough to go up, we going up, all right? In other words, my point is that everything that Hawaii has to offer, it's made available on this trip, all paid for. Would you make it? Would you make it at 8 a.m. if I told you this? This is the trip of a lifetime to everything paid for. Would you make it at 8 a.m. to this trip, all right? It's going to be the best trip in your entire life. Here's the reality. Some of you probably won't make it. Some of you probably won't make it. Why won't you make it? At 8 a.m. tomorrow morning, if I told you right now, be there at the airport, 8 a.m., we going, everything's taken care of. Some of y'all probably won't make it. The trip of a lifetime, you probably won't make it. You might find yourself late. Because some people are just late. They just, late is just in their nature. You know, this is the trip of a lifetime. You mean to tell me that you're going to be late for the trip of your lifetime? You're going to miss out because you can't be on time? Some of you might be late for some, you know, not because you just late is just in your, it's just your MO. You know what I mean? Maybe it's just in your DNA. I don't know, but you're going to be late because maybe you won't make it because, you know, you start thinking about work. You know, in the beginning, you'd be like, I'm going to be there. But then you start thinking about, you know, other things. You start thinking about your life. You start thinking about, you know, your job. You're like, oh, my gosh, I got all this work piled up. I'm behind on my work. I got to get this work done. I don't know if I can make this trip. You know what I mean? You know, for those of you that got young kids, you know, you might be thinking about your kids and like, man, in order for me to go on this trip, I got to find a babysitter because I'm definitely not taking these kids on this trip. Not this one. You know, maybe to Disney World or something, but not to Hawaii. No, you may be thinking, how am I going to do? What am I going to do with these kids? I got to find somebody to watch these kids for me for a whole week, for a whole 7 days. Maybe y'all got some pets and you got to think about, man, I got to find somebody to watch these pets for me. You know, you start thinking about, you know, when you think about your job, you may be thinking, man, I can go on this job. But as long as I can find somebody to do my work for me or find a replacement, you know what I'm saying? I got less than 24 hours to find a replacement and somebody, this replacement has to be willing to do it for the whole week. You know, what's the likelihood of you finding somebody that's going to do that for you? You know, maybe you think about, you know, man, I'm behind on my bills right now. You know, I got some bills that's coming up. They do. I'm behind on my bills. If I take off work, I don't have no vacation time. So I had to take off work without pay. You know, maybe you're self-employed. And if you don't work, you don't get paid. And you're like, man, I can't. I don't know if I can make it right now to this trip, the trip of a lifetime, because I need to work and I need to pay these bills that I'm behind on. You know, maybe you need to arrange for a ride to the airport or something like that. You know, find someone to take care of your house and or to, you know, watch your house and your cars and your vehicles while you're gone. You know, so there's all types of things. You know, if I told you today to be at the airport at 8 o'clock in the morning, I got you. We're going on a trip for 7 days, trip of a lifetime. Your immediate response would probably, I'm there, I'm going, I'm in. But then you'll start thinking about all the other things that you got going on in your life. And you start thinking about all types of things, and those all types of things become obstacles to you. They become obstacles to slow you down or to prevent you from making that trip, from making it to the airport at 8 a.m. You know, this is a trip of a lifetime. You know, most of you, if you think about certain things in your life, you know, if you really, really, really want to go on that trip, the trip of a lifetime, How many of you, just think about this, you don't have to answer verbally or audibly, but think about this, okay? Answer this in your own mind, or if someone's sitting there with you, y'all talk about, have a little discussion about this as you're listening to me. How many of you, if this was presented to you, how many of you think that you will get the things done in this less than 20, in 19 hours now? How many of you think you will get these things done in these 19 hours? In other words, you got 19 hours to find someone to watch your kids and watch your pets. You got 19 hours to take care of your business or your work so that while you're gone, those things are being taken care of for you. You got 19 hours to figure out what you're going to do with those bills that you're behind on so that when you get back, you ain't, you know, lost your house or lost your car or lights turned off or water cut off or whatever. You know, you got 19 hours to figure out, you know, how to get to the airport on time, you know, to arrange a ride or whatever. Get an Uber. Shoot, they drive up 24/7. You know, you got 19 hours to figure these things out. You got 19 hours to come up with a plan and to execute that plan so that you can make sure that you're there at the airport at 8 a.m. to make this trip. Some of you, you will probably get that stuff done. Some of you probably won't. Some of you probably will just pass it up. But for those of you that will get it done, would you say that on an average day that you would have accomplished more in 19 hours than you do on most days? I mean, you got something came up like right now. You got 19 hours to get these things done. Some of you will probably have gotten all of those things done so that you can make this trip of a lifetime. If you really wanted to go, you would do what was necessary to go on this trip. I want you to know that if this, now we know this is not real, but if this was real, that trip to you would be referred to as your future. In other words, it hasn't happened yet, right? 8 a.m. tomorrow would be your future. And so, and all the obstacles that are before you to get to that future, you would do what was necessary to overcome those obstacles in order to get to that future. You would, one of the things that you would do is you see what's before you, you would set some goals. In other words, I have a goal of finding someone to watch my kids and my pets. I'm going to accomplish this goal so that I can get to that future. I have a goal to take care of my bills and situation, you know, so that I can get to that future. I have a goal to take care of my transportation situation so that I can get to the airport on time, because I know I'm late all the time. I have a goal. My goal is to be on time so that I can make it to that future. There is something I want you all to know, is that you have a future, and your future is a great future. I want you all to really think about this, all right? Take this in, absorb it, soak it in. Take a deep breath and then inhale it in, all right? Take it in. Open your ears out, you know, open your ears up. If you need a Q-tip, I want y'all to listen, see, hear, smell, taste, if you can. Use your five senses to take this in. You have a future, and your future is a great future. You have to understand that, accept that, believe that. You know, have hope for that. What is your future? Your future is a great future. Ask yourself the question. I remember years ago when I was 22 years old, when I first moved to Des Moines, some of y'all probably have heard this story 1,000 times before. My life slowed down instantly, gave me an opportunity to stop and to think about things, and particularly think about my life. And one of the things that I asked myself is, where do I want to be in 5 years? I looked at my current life, my current situation. I asked myself, where do I want to be in 5 years? In other words, I started thinking about my future. I started thinking about my future. And you know, I asked myself, ask yourself the question, where do you want to be in 5 years? Where do you see yourself right now? And then look to the future in 5 years. Where do you want to be in 5 years? And I want you to look at it in this sense. Look at it as that future is a great future. Look at their future, as I just described to you guys, a 7-day all expense paid trip that includes everything that Hawaii has to offer. If I was to offer that trip to you and say, be at the airport at 8:00 in the morning, tomorrow morning, airplane paid for, hotel paid for, food, everything paid for, we're going to have a trip of a lifetime. It's a great future. Ask yourself the question. In 5 years, your great future, where do you want to be? Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Where do you want to be in 5 years? In 10 years, where do you want to be in 10 years? You know, don't just stop at 5 years, but move on to 10 years. Where do you want to be in 15 years? Where do you want to be in 25 years? What do you want your great future to look like? Where do you want to be standing in 25 years, in 15, and 10, and 5 years? What place do you want to be standing in? The objective of today's message is this, is that you have a bright future if you stay in the race, if you stay the course, if you stay involved, if you stay the course, if you stay in the race, you have a bright future. But also this, your future is bright as you grow in Christ. You have to grow in Christ if you want your future to be the bright future that God has already set out before you. The bright future that's already out there just waiting for you. So that's the objective of today's lesson. So here's what we need to do. We need to set some goals. Just like I was telling you, if I offered you this trip to go to Hawaii, all exclusive, everything paid for, trip of a lifetime, your instant response would probably say, I'm there. But then you'll start thinking about it after, you know, a few minutes go by, maybe an hour go by, you start thinking about all of the obstacles that are in your way. You know, and that's what happens with us in our lives. And, you know, we may have some things that we want to achieve. There's a bright future that's out there. And we'd be like, oh my gosh, this is so great. This is where I want to be in 5 years. And then all of a sudden, you know, the high of it begins to wear off. And then you start thinking about all those things you got to do in order to get to that place. You start thinking about all the things that you have to do in order to get to that bright future that's before you. And I just want to encourage you guys, don't get discouraged by that. And the way that you handle it and the way you deal with that is by setting goals. If you had this trip and you needed to find somebody to watch your kids and to watch your pets, you set a goal. Your goal is to find a babysitter, find someone to watch your kids and your pets really, really fast. Set a goal. Go after it. Get it. If you have a job situation, you got to get your job situation taken care of. Set a goal that you're going to find a replacement. You're going to make sure your work is taken care of before you leave in this short period of time. Set a goal. What we need to do in our lives in order to get to our great future is we need to set some goals. We need to set some realistic goals to get us to that place. It's important for us to set some short-term goals in order to get to our long-term goal. Our long-term goals are our bright future. Our long-term goals are, you know, where we want to be in 5 years, where we want to be in 10, 15, 25 years. Those are long-term goals. In order to get to those long-term goals, it's important that we set some short-term goals, all right? Your short-term goals will lead you to that long-term goal. It is important also to do this. It is important also to make sure that you keep God at the center of your goals. So often we set out to achieve certain things in life and we have these long-term goals and we set out to achieve these long-term goals. And they sometimes these are things that God has actually presented us with. These are things that God has actually blessed us with. God has actually opened doors for us to make this opportunity, to make this bright future available to us. And then we'll set out to go and try to reach these goals. And we won't even take God with us. We'll leave God behind. And then when we get ourselves in a pinch or in a trouble or in a bind or we get discouraged, then we want to be like, God, where you at? God, where you at? God's at the starting line. You left him at the starting line. You never took him along. He's still at home while you were at the airport. You're like, oh man, I remember that movie Home Alone, The little kid was left at home, his whole family on the airplane going on a Christmas vacation. God be like, I'm home alone. I'm just here at the house watching Netflix. You know, you left them there. You wonder why you're in all this trouble, or you, we're going to have troubles. We're going to have obstacles. We're going to have situations. But then when we have those situations, you're wondering, where is God in the midst of it? You left them home alone. Every one of you that are listening to me right now or watching me right now, I want you to know this, and that is every one of you have a future. Every one of you have a future, and your future is bright. My question to you is this: what are you going to do with your future? What are you going to do with it? You have a future. It's a bright future. It's a great future. What are you going to do with that future? God wants us all to experience the best that this world has to offer. It's just like I told you, if I told you to meet me at the airport at 8 o'clock in the morning, we're going to Hawaii, the best that Hawaii has to offer, the best of everything, the best foods, the best beaches, the best tours, the best, you know, excursions, the best hotel resorts, everything, the best that Hawaii has to offer, I'm making it available to you. Just be at the airport at 8 a.m. I want you all to know you have a bright future. Everyone has a future. What are you going to do with that future? God wants you to experience the best that this world has to offer. But the way that you're going to experience the best that the world has to offer, you have to meet him at the airport at 8 a.m. In other words, there's things that you have to do in order to get that experience that God wants you to experience. And you have to keep him at the center of your goals. Keep him at the center of your goals. Jeremiah 29 and 11 says this. God says, "For I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope." God knows what the plans are. I know what the plans are. Meet me at 8 o'clock. Be there. Everything's already taken care of. I know what the plans are. It's for you. God said, I know what the plans are. I know what the plans are for you. The plans for good and not for disaster, for a future and a hope. So I'm going to give you guys some practicals today, some tangibles on how you can be on time for this great future that God has for you. I'm going to give you some practicals on how you can not be late, and how you can, all those obstacles that might be in the way, how you can overcome those obstacles. And the first thing is this: by setting some short-term goals for your short-term future. Not for your long-term future, but your short-term future. So like we were talking about this trip, right? A short-term future is finding a babysitter, finding somebody to watch your kids and watch your pets. That's a short-term future. So you set a goal to overcome that obstacle and you achieve that short-term future. What is your short-term future? So think about this right now. What are some long-term goals that you guys might have? And then when you think about your long-term goals, setting some short-term goals in order to get to that long-term future that you might have, okay? So ask yourself the question, think about some different things. All of us got things before us. All of us got some goals. All of us got some things we want to achieve. What are some short-term? And I want you to think about this when it comes to short-term, okay? Think about short-term in this sense. You know, think about it as over the next 30 days. Over the next 30 days, what are some short-term future? What's in your short-term future over the next 30 days? What's something that you want to achieve? What's a goal that you want to set in your life over the next 30 days? Now, keep in mind, these things are to help you, to assist you in getting to a long-term future, okay? It doesn't make sense to set short-term goals that ain't leading us somewhere. That's just a waste of time. You know, sometimes you hear about, and if you're one of these people, I'm not speaking of you in a negative way, but sometimes you hear about people, you know, they have three different degrees. you know, 3 or 4 different degrees. I met a guy one time, he had 5 degrees. Like, dude, why do you have 5 degrees? Because he set a goal. He had a long-term goal to that he was going to be something. He wanted to be something. In order to get to that long-term place, he had to get to this short place, this place of getting this degree. So he went after this particular degree. After he got it, after he got into that work field, you know, he decided that he didn't like it. He didn't want to do it. So he went back to school, got another degree, decided to do something else. And he ain't like that. He went back to school and got another degree, decided to do something else. And he ain't like that. You can't live your life like that, okay? So in other words, what's your long-term future? Your short-term goals should be leading you to that future, all right? So what goals that you have right now, what goals that can you set? Think about them in 30 days. Set some 30-day goals. And maybe that might be a little bit too troublesome for some of you. Maybe that's a little bit out of your reach. Be realistic as to who you are. You know what your temperament is. You know what your patient level is. You know at what point you'll start to get discouraged. You know these things about yourself. Ask yourself the question. Know yourself. Maybe 30 days is too far out for you. Set it in 3 days then. Okay, 3 days. Here's a short-term goal. In 3 days, I'm going to do this. Okay? Once you accomplish that thing, then you have achieved the goal. Achievement always breeds encouragement. Some of y'all need to tweet that right now. Write it down, put it on your phone, put in your notes somewhere right now, okay? Achievement breeds encouragement. So set your short-term goals to a realistic place that you know that you can achieve them. When you achieve them, then you get encouraged, okay? So maybe, you know, it was 3 days. Well, the next time, push it out to 4 days, okay? I did 3 days. I'm encouraged. I can do 4 days now. 4 days, you know what I mean? Bam, you got it. Achievement breeds encouragement. So here's some short-term goals, some things in your life that you can look at so far as setting some short-term goals, all right? Any short-term goals, you know, think about it. I want you to set some short-term goals. And when I say this, I'm actually giving y'all some instructions that I want you to do in your lives, okay? I'm not sharing this with you just to be, you know, tickling your ear. All right, I'm not sharing this just to be saying something good and y'all be like, oh yeah, that's good, that's good. No, I'm giving you some practical instructions that I want you all to do in your life starting today, okay? And maybe today is, the Bible said that today is a day of rest, so tomorrow, okay? Tomorrow, starting tomorrow, I want you guys to begin to work on these things realistically, all right? So over the next month, in other words, we're getting ready to start. We're getting ready to end this month. So let's not count this month in a sense. And I mean, we got what, 4 more days in this month, 5 more days in this month. I mean, yeah, if you want to include it. But I'm thinking about the end of October, setting some short-term goals as to what you want to accomplish during the month of October. And then breaking those short-term goals down to even smaller goals, break them down into weeks, you know. And so, but also here's the long term. I'm going to talk about longer term, but a little bit longer short term future is this: by the end of this year, we're very close to the end of this year. The end of this year is going to beat up on us in no time. Okay, before we won't blink and it's here. We already started. Some of y'all probably already starting to prepare for Christmas. Some of y'all probably already pulling your Christmas decorations out. Some of y'all probably already got your tree up already, okay? Well, guess what? Christmas marks the end of the year for us, right? What are some short-term goals that you can set right now in your life so that you can achieve those things by the end of the year? And when you think about those things are not just for you to achieve them by the end of this year, but they are goals to achieve to push you into next year. You don't want to set some short-term goals that you accomplish by the end of this year and be like, oh, I did it. Okay, now what? No, set some goals to prepare you, to push you, to live into the next year. Those are how you set short-term goals. Short-term goals are not meant to be set just so that you can achieve them and they end. Short-term goals are meant to be set to push you into your future, your long-term future. I hope that makes sense to you. Here's some places where you can set some short-term goals. In your home, what are some, there's some things about your home that you want to do. You know, I've been talking to Marvin here over the last couple of weeks, and one of the things that, you know, he's been telling me is about cleaning out his garage. You know, that's a short-term goal. Why does he want to do that? There, he has a purpose in mind for a long-term future, you know? So it's, you know, there's many things about our homes. You know, maybe it's getting our home cleaned up for the holidays. Maybe it's decluttering our homes, you know? Maybe it's just getting some business in order in our homes. You know, there's some small things that we can do, some short-term goals that we can set when it comes to getting our homes to a place to help us to get to that long-term future that we're setting, that we have set or are setting for our lives. Maybe a school or college for some of you. You know, so you may be in school, you may be in college, whatever that is, you know, or maybe you want to go to school or want to go to college. Set some very short-term goals to get to that place. So say you're planning on going to college. Maybe next year you want to enroll. You want to enroll into the winter semester. If you haven't enrolled already, if you haven't enrolled, you're kind of behind the ball right now. You need to hurry up, okay? You still got some time to do that, all right? It's not too late. But what you do is you start off by doing what? Making a decision on what it is that you want to do. That's goal number one, you know? Okay, what classes do I need to take in order to get to this place that I want to do? Okay, start researching those classes. Find out how much it costs. Find out how long it's going to take, you know, to get these classes. You know, how is this going to work within your work schedule and how your family scheduling? Those are short-term goals. And each time you accomplish one of those goals, what have you achieved it? And it encourages you to do what? Go to the next step, and then go to the next step, and then go. And before you know it, you are already set up for winter, for the winter semester, right? Is that the winter semester coming up in January? I haven't been at school so long, I don't even know. Where you starting, Jack? No, it's a whole new year, ain't it? No, a whole new semester. Yeah. Y'all know what I mean. Anyways, you can start school. You can start school in January, okay, if you want to. Career, maybe it's your careers, you know, your jobs, your careers, whatever it is. There's some things that, you know, that's maybe, you know, can be tightened up. Some things that can be fixed, you know, where you're self-employed or whether you work for somebody. There's some things that, you know, that you want to accomplish by the year's end. And the goal, again, is not to just accomplish these things by year's end, but your goal is to accomplish these things so that it pushes you into the next level of that longer term goal that you're setting for yourself. Your family relationships, you know, we have some family relationships. We all do have family relationships where some things need to be worked on. You know, maybe it's with your spouse, maybe it's with your kids, maybe it's with your parents. You know, we have some issues in our lives. We all have issues. None of us are immune to it. And when we think about those long-term relationships, you know, we can't get to that great future in these relationships because we haven't handled these things that needs to be handled right now. Set some short-term goals in those things, your relationships with friends, you know, your spiritual life. You know, here's an area where so many people neglect to set some goals when it comes to their spiritual life. We set goals for everything. We'll set goals to get us some brand new shoes. You know, we'll set some goals, you know, to get a brand new outfit. You know, there's a party coming up. You know, Halloween is coming up. Some people, you know, do a Halloween party. You already starting to think about, you know, what you're going to dress up as during the Halloween party, the costume party. You know, you already started thinking about, you know, those Christmas events, those Christmas galas and Christmas balls and Christmas parties and those all black parties and all white parties. You already starting to think about those things, and you already starting to plan and set some short-term goals to get the outfit that you need, the clothes and the hair and makeup, all that stuff like that. And so we already begin to plan those things. But when it comes to our spiritual lives, people rarely plan or people rarely set any type of goals when it comes to their spiritual life. It's just a reality. Most people don't. And I want to encourage you guys, set some goals when it comes to your spiritual life. Short-term goals, okay? Short-term goals could be something as very simple as like, you know, once a week, I'm going to read one chapter. Once a week, not every day, just once a week, once a week. Maybe my day is Wednesday morning. You know, I don't have to go to work on Wednesday morning. I'm not speaking to me, you know, personally, but some of you, this, you probably can relate to this. You know, maybe Wednesday is your late day. You, in other words, you can go on to work on a little bit later. Sometimes people got flexible hours on their jobs and what have you, or school or whatever. So whatever your late day is, if you have a late day, you say, okay, this is my late day. Today, that day, I'm going to dedicate that day once a week to read one chapter in the Bible every Wednesday morning. Or maybe it's Saturday morning. You get up Saturday morning, you drink a cup of coffee, read the newspaper, sitting at the kitchen table, you know, instead of reading the newspaper, say that I'm going to dedicate to one chapter a week. That's a short-term goal. That's a realistic short-term goal. You'll find that after a while, after doing it, after it becomes a habit, you know, I got a whole series on habits. After doing it for as a habit, when it becomes a habit of you doing that, every day at that same time, once a week, one chapter, that habit to you is going to become so easy, and it's going to become such a part of your daily or your weekly routine, a part of your life routine, to the point where you're going to feel like you need to add more to it. You know, now it's like, I'm going to do, dang, this one chapter, it seems like it's not enough anymore. I'm going to do two chapters. You know what I mean? Or I'm going to add a second day to it. Instead of doing one day, I'm going to do two days.
We hope you enjoyed today's message. If this message was a blessing to you, and you would like to support this ministry in a financial way,
you know, we all struggle with physical situations in our lives. You know, I was listening to, it was on, I can't remember what show it was on, it was one of the morning news shows or something like that. The guy that's running for mayor,
P.O. Box 40981, Memphis, Tennessee,
is running for mayor of New York right now.
Oh, he's going to be mayor. To I don't know, something like that.
Anyway, it's a black dude somewhere, Chicago, New York, somewhere. He's running for mayor or whatever.
Join us for our next broadcast. And I guess he's likely to win,
or he's
going to
get it or whatever. That's the way they sound like. But anyway, he was talking about his life.